Past research has looked at the potential for escaped genetically modified salmon to breed with wild salmon, but Krista Oak and her colleagues at Montreal's McGill University were able to crossbreed a GM salmon with a closely related species, which she says hadn't been done before.
We bred a GM Atlantic salmon with wild brown trout, and we found that they did create a GM hybrid offspring and that the GM hybrids also grew fast. In fact, they grew faster than the GM salmon in hatchery-like conditions.
Over the course of 100 days, Oak and her team watched as the hybrids grew quickly, as she says, outpacing even the GM salmon, which are designed to grow unnaturally fast. Then to take the research a step further, they put the hybrids, GM salmon, and wild salmon in conditions more similar to a wild environment.
We put them in flowing water with rocks of different sizes at low enough densities that they could start to set up territories and show territorial behavior, and also with lower food availability. And when we did this, we found that the GM hybrids reduced the growth of the GM salmon and also of the non-GM salmon.
Meaning the hybrid species they had bred outcompeted both the wild and the GM salmon in wild-like conditions. That, along with the fact that the crossbreeding could happen at all, is raising new concerns about what might happen if genetically modified species escape into the wild.
Our results kind of point towards a new potential route by which environmental effects could arise from potentially escaped GM fish and other GM animals, and one that needs to be considered when doing risk assessments on these technologies.
Aqua Bounty has said that their GM salmon will be raised in farms with redundant measures to prevent their escape, and that the fish should be sterile. The Aqua Advantage salmon has been under review by the FDA for more than a decade, and if it's ultimately approved, there are other GM animal products being developed that are likely to hit store shelves not long after. Oak says that studies like hers, which continue to find potential new risks, help show the need for continued careful oversight.
It just suggests that even more vigilance might be required when we're producing GM species in areas where they could potentially come into contact with closely related species. So it really emphasizes the need for continued strict regulations to ensure that GM fish are indeed sterile and that they can't escape.
The hybrids bred by Oak's team were probably sterile, as are most natural hybrids, but they didn't keep them alive long enough to find out. That, she says, would be an interesting next step in the research, because if the hybrids were able to reproduce, it would raise concern about their potential impacts on wild stocks. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.